Hi, Vaderlyd Glee occur Brehev le Verdulla?
Cod?
Misha quig court bin sunu le Brehev togarm tastol och gultic she a raw os an gwelga agus gultig si tugarm hino.
Okay, cuddle down.
Nick Masin Colleen de Gloucester is Annan Dunn.
And do you know which solicitor you were under?
No. I went as a litigant in person. Because I was not able to find a private criminal prosecution solicitor. I myself, before this happened, I myself went to a police station to complain about crimes, but I started this conversation in Irish, and a policeman did not even recognize Irish, so I mean, I can appreciate that he might not have understood every word of Irish, but he didn't actually even understand that I was speaking in Irish. So he said to me, quote, "Where are you from?" unquote, and quote, "Where were you born?" unquote, and he assaulted me twice while saying, quote, "Get out of my station," unquote. So Fizru has stated that a complaint by me is admissible and that it would investigate, and but it did not answer a question by me within 6 months of these assaults as to whether or not it had already recommended this Directorate of Public Prosecutions to prosecute this policeman in a criminal court case. So to make sure that I would not fall afoul of a statute of limitations, I read a book on performing private criminal prosecutions via the Petty Sessions Ireland Act 1851, and I had been scheduled to meet the judge on the 24th of March at a district court to request her to sign this summons. Unfortunately, this hearing lasted barely a minute. She spoke only in English without an interpreter. I spoke only in Irish. I wrote on this summons in Irish. She clearly made no effort to understand what I complain about, and so she lied about having considered this application and that there is no basis in law for her to sign a summons. So I want to sue her at the Judicial Conduct Committee via the Judicial Council Act 2019. So can you help me with any of this?
I'm not sure if we do take on them cases. Let me just double check for you now.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. your legal aid board or anything, or
So, a free legal advice center informed me, said to me 2 days ago that I need to make an application for leave to extend time for to request for to appeal to a circuit court. But I'm not an expert on how to do that, and it told me this that I had to do that I was supposed to do this within 14 days of this judge refusing to sign a summons. But I was told this for the first time about 3 weeks after doing it. This Free Legal Advice Center did say that it is a valid excuse that I repeatedly asked this judge and she refused to answer, so that I did not know about having to appeal within 14 days.
okay, and did they say they would help you fill out the appeal form or anything?
No, the Free Legal Advice Center does not go that far, and so I'm trying to find a lawyer who can do this for me.
I'm trying to think. I actually don't know any Irish speaking solicitors, if that is what you wanted.
I have to take whatever I have to consider what is actually available. So if I have to do it through a different language, then I can try to do that.
Maybe if you are interested in good solicitors around that take on such claims, if you want, you could try maybe John O'Leary's. Are you based in Tully yourself?
No, I'm in Meath.
Okay. And would none of the local solicitors want to deal with this?
I don't know a local solicitor who deals with this. I mean, maybe there is, but just unfortunately, I got lot neighbors. I mean, I don't know any neighbor who recommends a specific solicitor. That the neighbors who have set used solicitors have told me that they've been unsatisfied. So this gives me the impression that I won't find a good solicitor in Meath. Yeah, but
Okay.
maybe there are good solicitors elsewhere. I'm still failing to find whom to instruct, unfortunately.
Okay, and how did you receive our name then? Did you just look up solicitors kind of in Dublin?
Not specifically. I contacted Michael Hennessy's firm, and it recommended to instruct you. And I found out about Michael Hennessy's firm because I looked at the negligence panel of the Law Society here, and it indicated O'Brien suggested that I use Michael Hennessy.
Oh yeah, and unfortunately, obviously, he only deals with criminal cases.
But I am trying to do a criminal prosecution too.
But it'd probably be going through the obviously civil courts before.
Well, so I think I mean, I think it could be simultaneously, because I mean, they are. I don't know, but I imagine that criminal and civil cases can happen concurrently.
Yeah, they can in some circumstances, yeah. But I'm trying to think, sorry, who deals with civil cases around here or and criminal. As far as I know, I think Cormac O'Donovan is one of them and John O'Leary.
Donovan. Thanks a lot for these suggestions. As I explained, I've tried contacting many lawyers, and I keep getting suggestions of different lawyers, or that the I contact lawyers who, like you, lack capacity. So it's going on a long time, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's usually just this time of year is very busy for the court, so that's why you can run into kind of a lot of places having no capacity to take on the matter.
Well, thanks a lot, and I can try these suggestions. Is there anything else you can think of to say before we end?
No, I'm good.
Right. Well, go ahead, Margaret. Islam.
Islam.